This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India and Malawi share cordial and friendly bilateral relations. Addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe in Malawi this evening, the president highlighted that India was one of the first countries to establish diplomatic relations with Malawi immediately after its independence in 1964. She said the commercial relations between India and Malawi are historic. India is currently the fourth largest trading partner of Malawi, and India is also one of the largest investors in Malawi. The president emphasized that India and Malawi can come together to find synergy in many areas. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Malawi today on the final leg of a week-long visit to three African nations. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. India has firmly rejected the allegations made by the Canadian government, calling them baseless. In a media briefing in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, Canada has yet to provide any evidence to support the serious accusations made against India and its diplomats. He emphasized that the claims appear to be part of a politically motivated attempt by Trudeau's government to smear India's reputation. Mr. Jaiswal said 26 extradition requests are still pending with the Canadian side, along with several provisional arrest requests. He said India has shared security-related information with the Canadian government regarding gang members, including those from the Lawrence Bishnoi gang, and requested Canada to arrest them and take action as per the law. He said no action has been taken by the Canadian government so far, which is serious. He said shifting blame to India does not work in any manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking at the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teaching of Lord Buddha. He appealed to the world to find solutions not in war but in teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Naib Singh on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana. Mr. Modi also congratulated the entire Haryana Assembly Cabinet. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the double-engine government will leave no stone unturned in serving the poor, farmers, soldiers, youth and women, as well as every section of the society. In Bihar, the death toll in the Hooch tragedy in Sivan and Saran districts has risen to 25. Talking to Akashvani News, Prohibition and Excise Minister Ratnesh Sada said, in the last 24 hours, 20 people succumbed to death in Sivan and 5 people died in Saran district after consuming spurious liquor. A special investigation team has been constituted to investigate the incident. The minister said 22 people have fallen ill and 3 have lost vision. The minister said that the relatives of those who lost their lives will receive compensation according to prohibition law. Uttar Pradesh police today arrested 5 people in connection with the murder of a youth in Behraich district on the 13th of this month. The names of 3 accused, Mohammad Sarfaraz, Mohammad Fahim and Abdul Hamid, were mentioned in the FIR filed in the case of the murder of the youth. Mohammad Sarfaraz along with one Mohammad Talim was arrested after an encounter by a police team in the Nanpara area, which is close to the Nepal border. The SP of Behraich, Vrinda Shukla, said both accused injured in the encounter were planning to escape to Nepal. In Bangladesh, a 3-member tribunal issued an arrest warrant against ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 45 others, including top Awami League leaders, in connection with the alleged crimes against humanity committed during the July-August mass protests. The tribunal, led by Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Majumdar, passed the order, allowing a plea of the prosecution. The ISSF World Cup Final shooting India's Vivan Kumar claimed the silver medal in the trap event at the ISSF World Cup Final in New Delhi this afternoon. Vivan shot 44 in the final to finish behind gold medal winner Yingqi of China, while Turkey's Tolga won the bronze medal with a score of 35. And that is the end of this news bulletin.